when the manufacturer gives you some, gives you guidelines for one of their products, you know, for optimal performance, you pay close attention. And of course, the more expensive it is, the more you pay attention to it. I mean, how long would your car perform if you put transmission fluid in for the oil? I mean, my dad beat it in my head to maintain your vehicles. And it was cheap to do it. And your car would last a long time or forever. Change your oil when the guidelines said, or as we did before, tune up your car at regular intervals, rotate, balance and rotate your tires. And you change your tires whenever they're worn out. Line the front end, flush the radiator, check all your fluids. These are all listed in the manufacturer's guides and given timelines on when to do them. You ever put something in a microwave that was not microwave safe? So why is it so hard for mankind to understand that our manufacturer gave us a guidebook, something we all have in our laps, and it's for optimal performance? He could have just set us down here and said, figure it out for yourselves, but he didn't. He walked and talked with Adam and Eve and told them what to do if they wanted to obtain optimal objective for their creation. But they decided they wanted to figure it out for themselves. And their children, or their child, became the first murderer. It didn't take too long for them to learn what grief was. Cut off from the rules and guidelines of our Creator, the descendants of Adam and Eve reached a point where they had to be removed from the face of the earth, because all flesh was corrupt and filled with violence except for Noah. After the flood, when the earth began to be populated again, mankind had not retained the lessons of the flood and still wanted to figure it out for themselves. God gave them different languages because he saw that without intervention, they were headed down the same road as they had been pre-flood, and that nothing they proposed would be held from them. God has made sure that all that he taught Adam and Eve was recorded for the rest of us down through time. It is obvious that this was common knowledge at the time of Abraham, or God would not have been seeking if there was any righteous in the cities of the plains of the Jordan. Moses recorded it for a generation far removed from Abraham, who had forgotten much of what their forefathers had known, and there is evidence he may have been retelling some of what was already written down. Moses had been highly educated as a son of Pharaoh's daughter and may have been more literate than the rest of the people. He had been slaves for hundreds of years. Eventually, the nation God had chosen to be a shining example for the rest of the world began to incorporate the knowledge and worship of nations around them into their worship of God. Slowly, they slipped further and further away from the laws and truth that had set them apart, and their civilization broke down. When they went into captivity, only a few retained the laws and statutes that were mostly hidden from the rest of the world until King James had it translated into English. The story of how this has made it all the way down to us is miraculous in itself and should be one of the things that convinces us it is God-breathed. No other writings have been preserved as accurately and with as much intervention required for it to make it down to our times. God has seen to it that we have not been left alone to work out for ourselves what is needed for society and our lives to work. Much of the New Testament contains direct quotes from the Old. When the early church spoke of Scripture being God-breathed, they did not have what is now known as the New Testament. The New Testament only emphasizes what was already known, as well as pointing out how important intent and thoughts of the heart play into keeping the commandments. The New Testament contains 302 direct quotes from the Old and has 493 allusions and 138 more possible allusions, leading to a total of 933 times the Old Testament is used as a resource by the Old or New Testament writers. What has man proposed in their minds to do over and over? They have sought the means to destroy their enemies, so that in the last 100 years they have developed the means to wipe all life off the face of the earth. Many times over, they have developed a way to spread knowledge, both good and bad, that has led us to the world we live in today. Change is coming at an unprecedented rate. Our world is now choosing to discard the ancient wisdom handed down through miraculous intervention and try to figure it all out for themselves. Language is no longer a barrier, and the sharing of ideas is universal. Their conclusions on what they think will work, apart from God, means we may be entering a time once again without a code of ethics, where the giants of our day prey upon the vulnerable. If the book our Creator handed down to us is discredited to the general population, then the rules of conduct in it become invalid in their minds. If you'll turn with me to Romans 7, verse 7. Romans 7:7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not know sin except through the law, for I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, "You shall not covet." Why specifically did Paul call out coveting? Coveting is listed last in the 10, but coveting leads to breaking all the rest. It all begins in the mind. First, we covet to be our own God and to decide everything for ourselves. So we throw out the first 5. Yes, the 5th also, because we don't want authority over us, and that includes heavenly or earthly parents. We are rejecting the ancient wisdom of our forefathers, handed down to them by the Creator. This then leads to ignoring the rules that lead to peace among ourselves, and we throw out the last 5. We have chosen to ignore the rules of health, where God has said that these you may eat, but not others, because they were not intended for mankind to consume. They were created for a purpose, for a different purpose. We covet the meat of things not intended for food and thumb our nose at the ones who said for optimal performance, don't put these things in your body, then we wonder why our body does not work as well. And mostly try to find ways to handle the effect rather than the cause. If we acknowledge the cause, it would take us back to what the Creator said in the beginning. We choose to ignore the directions about sexuality and how to have happier lives. God said sex outside of marriage is forbidden and is meant to be between a man and a woman only. We allow ourselves to covet what God says is not good. Sexual immorality leads to no one being safe from predators, as happened with Sodom and Gomorrah. Only a very few years ago, our country decided to accept same-sex relations, and there is already a push to accept attraction to children as natural. Body dysphoria is natural, and every other type of abomination cannot be too far down the line. How quickly we have gone down this path, and is accelerating. We have discarded the reason mankind is here on earth, and life has very little meaning or sanctity. Everyone is being directed just to live for today, because there is no other time. We think nothing of eliminating the results of coveting, sex outside marriage, murder of the most innocent of life in the image of God. Our world is leaning toward murder of any human life that they see as a burden on society. Without the directive from God, do not murder, they are without restraint in their thinking. If you turn to Isaiah 5:24, Isaiah 5 and verse 24. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so the root will be as rottenness and their blossom will ascend like dust, because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. And then turn to Jeremiah 6, verse 19. Jeremiah 6 and verse 19. Hear, O earth, behold, I will certainly bring calamity to this people, the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words, nor my law, but rejected it. Just as we are carefully follow the manufacturing directions for optimal performance in our cars, we need to be sure we are following the optimal direction for the one who designed us. I mean, taking your vehicle does not keep your 71 Ranchero in optimal performance when you take it out in the country road doing 100 miles an hour with two of your friends and flip it in the ditch, or so I've been told. The transgression of the law all starts in our thoughts, and the 10th commandment is no less important than the other 9. What was more value than our eternal salvation? Mankind deciding for themselves what works has led to all the evils all down through time. But God will soon bring a time where his will be undone on earth as it is in heaven.